Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Cancer is preventable in every way. It's not about getting mammograms. It's what you put in here and baby what you say.
April 17th at the Best Western Lamplighter Inn, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great information to assist you in reducing your risk of developing breast cancer and so much more. Support PRIM Canada by purchasing your $5 general admission ticket, and you can find out more about the Breast Show by visiting www.breastshowintown. Breast cancer is preventable. Our guest on this radio event is Lorna Larson, the driving force behind Team Shan, a charity which will touch your heart. Team Shan was named after Shanna, Shan Larson, who was only 24 years old when she lost her battle and life to breast cancer. The name Team Shan was initiated by Shanna's friends, committed to maintaining Shan's spirit and raising awareness about breast cancer in young women. Friends continue to raise awareness through supporting events held each year in Shan's memory. The Knock Cancer Out of the Park Shanna Larson Memorial Ball Tournament takes place every July in Temiskaming Shores, Ontario, and the Four for Shan Golf Tournament every August in Woodstock, Ontario. Team Shan was established as a community-based organization by Shanna's mother, Lorna Larson, in 2006 to make a positive difference for young women following in Shan's footsteps. Team Shan, Breast Cancer Awareness for Young Women, Team Shan, incorporated as a not-for-profit organization in 2009 and registered as a national charity in 2010. Through the development of an innovative health promotion strategy, Team Shan has effectively addressed the need for young women to be informed about their risk of breast cancer since 2007. Young women from across Canada have responded positively to Team Shan's awareness campaigns and activities. They have also appreciated not being forgotten in breast cancer messaging. Shan's face and her story have resonated with young women from coast to coast and around the world, and made a difference in communicating vital breast health information to this population at risk. For more information, visit www.teamshan, that's TEAMSHAN.ca. And it is with this vital message that I'm so pleased and privileged to welcome Lorna Larson. Hi, Lorna.
Hi, Brenda, and thank you for that lovely introduction.
You are so welcome. You know, as a mom, I can only imagine the devastation of finding out when your own daughter developed breast cancer, and wondered if you could share a little bit of the background information about Shanna and what her journey was like.
Okay, and just to say, as a mom, you really don't want to imagine it, for sure. Devastating. There really are no words to describe the profound sadness. Shan was a Western grad, had just graduated with her visual arts degree, and was enjoying life, enjoying the summer, and planning to head off to Teachers College and do a little traveling beforehand when she started to have symptoms. And for Shan, it started as breast pain that spread to her breastbone. And then, unfortunately, because she was misdiagnosed by her healthcare providers for extended periods of time, it had a chance to spread to her ribs and to her spine and eventually to her liver before she was finally diagnosed late with metastatic breast cancer.
That's totally devastating. And the fact is that misdiagnosis is, with our current mammography, and there's a lot of false positives and there's a lot of false negatives. So, unfortunately, Shan was at the prime of her life, you know, looking for just so many things. And there are a lot of young women out there that are being misdiagnosed because they think it's not possible.
That's the tragedy for young people because, as you mentioned, it's not just Shan. Shan wasn't unique, and it's across the board for actually young adults as far as cancer goes, for young men and young women, that their symptoms often are misdiagnosed, which results in later diagnosis. And as we all know, early detection saves lives. So the earlier that they can be diagnosed correctly, they can get on with the appropriate treatment options and hopefully survive and carry on with their lives.
Yeah, exactly. Was there, you know, other than the breast pain that Shanna had originally as the doorbell ringer for her, was there any changes in her breast shape or texture of the skin, inverted nipples or anything like that?
No, not those typical kinds of things. Maybe some slight swelling and the discomfort. But beyond that, she didn't start with a breast lump, which is the most common, and which young women have to realize that it is the most common symptom. But in Shan's case, it wasn't. So she had really more of a type of an inflammatory breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
which
this
doesn't
is really
present
important
with a lump.
For people.
Yeah, this is important.
People need to know that there are different presentations to breast cancer, and never ignore anything. You know, if it doesn't feel right to you, then, you know, make sure that you get that looked into. And as such, you know, children as young as 3 are coming down with breast cancer. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I know. It's sort of a little mind-boggling for sure, but I have had the opportunity to actually meet a young child who was diagnosed and treated. But you're right about that. That's the key message. One of the key messages that Team Shan gives is that there are a number of symptoms related to breast cancer, and really what's so critical for the young women to know is what their normal is. And so once they know they're normal, then they'll be sort of red flag themselves to know in their gut that there's something different here. This isn't the same. I've never had this before. And that's sort of the motivation then to get it checked out. So they do need to understand all of the symptoms, the most common and the ones that are a little bit out there that aren't just what you would think of off the bat. So whether it relates to the texture of the skin or to the nipple changes, all of it's critical for them to be aware of.
Yeah, exactly.
And for all women. For all women.
All women, yes. You know, all women, all stages. And, and this is the thing, is that sometimes, you know, it's easy to put it off, oh, I've got cystic breasts or something like that. But, you know, it is early detection. It starts with a loving massage and really, you know, getting to know your breasts intimately, because, you know, how many times do we actually look in the mirror and look at our breasts? And so it's really important that we get to know this vital part of our body. It's such an integral part of our femininity, isn't it?
It is, for sure. And again, then once we know what's normal, when something changes, it will alert us. And the education the young women get as young women will actually guide them as they get older. And as you and I both know, 1 out of 9 women in this country will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. So this is information that they learn as a young woman, but it really helps them throughout their lives.
Yeah, exactly. It's never too early or too late to really get to know you and really be aware of your body, because it's talking to you. Because breast cancer is really about another imbalance within your body, and the symptoms of breast cancer people tend to go into treatment of breast cancer without looking at the underlying imbalance in the body, and then sometimes wonder why they get mets or down the road they get different cancers. So I love what Team Shan brings to the plate in terms of really educating and letting people know about first of all Shan's story, because it can happen. It can be anybody's sister, mother, aunt, cousin, daughter. And, it's unfortunate that, in losing Shan, that you had to step into this role. But God bless you for doing what you're doing and keeping the knowledge about Shan and breast cancer and taking it to all these wonderful venues that you go to. You go to a lot of universities, colleges. I'm sure you go to high schools as well. Tell us a little bit more about Team Shan and the work that you do.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda. Yes, we're focused primarily on college and university campuses across the country, because we literally can reach thousands of young women each year by being on campus. And it's through the support of partnerships on campus, whether it's Student Health Services or the Women's Resource Centers, or even the bookstores or the libraries and some of the, the faculties and whatever. And that really provides us with the opportunity to, like I say, educate and raise awareness and let the young women understand their risk, but also answer their questions and help them and inform them and provide them with information that can guide their own sort of care of their body and their own breast health. And so that's a key piece of what we do. But I also speak in high schools, you're absolutely right, and also at community events and various athletic events as well. So anywhere where we can connect with the young women is where we like to be. And this is really done as a charity. It's done through our grant submissions and getting grants to be able to do this work, as well as the donations we receive and the few annual fundraising events that we have. And you mentioned a couple in your introduction with the annual ball tournament, the annual golf tournament as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, you are being present at the Breast Show in Town on April 17th. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that listens to this podcast. Stop on over, introduce yourself, say hi to Lorna and Team Shan. And, just become, aware of what they're doing in order to help, anybody who goes through breast cancer. It's devastating. And the idea is awareness is the key. And as such as well, sometimes people are reluctant to go to a health practitioner, whether it be a nurse on campus or a medical facility, because they're not sure. And sometimes just, plugging yourself into an organization like Team Shan can help you to understand what it is that we're really working together to make sure that nobody else is a statistic. We don't want anybody else to go out there and experience breast cancer, especially if we can get early detection in place. Things like thermography can actually capture breast cancers and tumors and total body irregularities years in advance of mammography, and a lot of people don't even understand that that even exists. So early detection is really the key. And Lorna, it's through the years, I'm sure you've heard a lot of devastating stories. If only they had known about Team Shan, and for loved ones of their own. And I wonder, I'm sure the work really touches your heart in a very personal and direct way.
Yes, it does. And I think, just to flip it, we do hear from the young women who are diagnosed early because of our messaging. and, you know, go through the treatments and are able to get on with their lives. And that's a very special piece that is very dear to me personally, but to Team Shan as a whole. And the sad part is that we can't be everywhere. And then I hear the stories about, oh, if we'd only been able to be on that campus, that young woman may have known. So we're trying to be wherever we can, but the broader message still has to get out there. And that's where sometimes the community events and a grandmother will hear or a mother will hear and she'll say, oh, I need to share this with my daughter. Or, you know, and everyone needs to help us, and whether it's through social media, et cetera, that can all reach out to young women that we don't get to see directly or even get to reach directly. It's that sharing and helping and being involved with something like the Breast Show and sort of the even just the network that you have of sharing our story and the information for young women. That all helps us to reach them for sure.
Yeah, well, turning tragedy to triumph, that's what it's all about. And you've been now doing this work for 10 years. And I know that's a poignant anniversary and point to reckon that, you know, 10 years and how many thousands of lives you've potentially have helped because of Team Shan, and Shannon's mission lives on in such a beautiful, beautiful legacy. It really is. You know, your symbol is the sunflower. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the sunflower and why it is so significant to Team Shan.
Oh, thank you for asking. Shan was an artist. She graduated with a visual arts degree. And the last piece of artwork she was able to do before she was too sick was a bouquet of sunflowers that I picked up for her at the market. And when the initial steering committee got together to work on our campaign for the Southwest, for the London and Oxford County area, we all said the same thing. We need to have Shan sunflowers in our logo or in our marketing, whatever. And so the graphic artist worked with us, and you can see from our logo that her sunflower is in the logo, as well as scattered throughout our marketing and our media and our print materials and our website. It's always present. And that's kind of just keeping Shanna's spirit alive. But it also represented her personality, bright and sunshine, and she loved summer, and all of that was so special to her. So it really is a nice symbol. And I just asked actually today, someone emailed to see if they could use Shan's sunflower to have a tattoo on. So anyway,
wow.
Yeah, it's been pretty wonderful. Special. And interestingly enough, too, people have sort of taken hold of it. And if you've been on our website, you'll see there's a carousel of sunflowers on our homepage. And people have sent us sunflowers from really across Canada and around the world in Shan's memory. So, yes, it's very special to our organization.
Absolutely. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful outlook, you know, a sunny outlook, turning tragedy into triumph, and the beauty of the brightness of sunflowers, even in the dullness of, you know, the doldrums of February and January, you know, just seeing those beautiful sunflowers is just really uplifting anyway. But when you understand the meaning behind the sunflowers, it really does give you pause to think and thank Shan for her legacy of the sunflowers as she continues to grace our lives. And I just want to share, Lorna, it was a very serendipitous meeting. We were at Oxford Women in Networking in an event at the golf course in Otterville, and I happened to be there representing the Breast Show in town, and I won the beautiful sunflower print and gift that you were raffling off or offering that day as a draw. And you know, that's what got us here today. And I believe Shan was there in spirit bringing us together so we could have this moment together today and at the Breast Show.
I would agree with you for sure. And what I always say too, and sort of some of what we were saying earlier, is Shan's spirit continues to teach because she loved to work with children. She was a professional figure skating coach and a swimming instructor, and all of that was so special to her, so it's special for us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our lives are not by the number of years that we live, but by the gifts we share with the world, and Shan obviously was somebody who was a beautiful, bright spot. who shared more in her brief 24 years than some people sometimes can only imagine in 70, 80 years. So what a gift to have had her in your life. And I understand, you know, it's never enough time as a parent. I've lost a child myself, so I know what it's like. And, you know, you've had maybe a few more years with Shan, but the beauty of her life as it unfolded and the lives she touched in living and in her passing with the legacy of Team Shan is truly, truly a miraculous gift to the world. And I'm sure every single day, you never can forget Shan, for sure, in the legacy that she's left.
No, that's so true. You work very hard to get through the grief process, and you do get through with time and proper healing and all of those things. But you never forget. You never get over it. And it's a loss that you hold on to.
Yeah, exactly. And we're better because of the life, and sometimes the learning that comes from loss can really, spur you on to finding the greatness or finding the special gift that life has unfolded for you. And definitely sharing Team Shan, traveling the country. I know you go to BC, you go to points all over the country. There probably isn't a province you haven't touched yet, right?
That's correct. In fact, with our 10-year sort of, our 5-year anniversary last year as a national charity, I was proud to say we had a mini campaign going on in St. John's, Newfoundland, and a mini campaign going on at the University of Victoria in Vancouver Island. So we were kind of coast to coast the first fall with campaigns intermixed across, and we did host a very large multifaceted campaign at University of British Columbia in Vancouver last fall as well. So yes, and I've been up to the Northwest Territories too. I did a speaking engagement.
Wow.
In Yellowknife, and also did a mini campaign in Yellowknife as well. So, I guess just one territory or two territories to go, I guess, because I haven't been to the Yukon, and Inuvik. Yeah.
Yeah. Never say never. You know the.
I know.
<I'm sure>
That's true.
You'll be there.
That's true. We are very proud to have been able to reach as many young women as we have, and to be our resources shared on, I think we're close to 100 college and university campuses across the country.
Wow, that's really, really amazing, amazing. That's a lot of travel, a lot of time, but it's a passion. And the message is very, very strong. And I wonder, are you looking for volunteers for the organization, or how can people get more involved with Team Shan?
Well, we're small, but I say we're small but mighty. We don't have a volunteer program per se, but we do look for assistance at various times with some of the events and activities we're doing. So people can certainly let me know if they live in the Woodstock area, and then we do have a group of coordinators up in northeastern Ontario, where Shanna was born and grew up as a child. And that's where the ball tournament is held every year. And so those things can help. But, you know, really, like I said earlier, if people will share our site, you know, with the young, special young women in their lives, and if they'll share with their friends, you know, that's how the message gets out there, because social media gives us this huge opportunity to raise that awareness. And so everyone who shares, you know, and Team Shan is on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, Instagram. And, you know, I post regularly, but if people would share just the site or the website just for young women to browse through, that would be the biggest help.
That's it. Word of mouth is the greatest courier there is out today. And social media truly is the word of mouth that is touching the people all around the world. So, I really applaud you for what you're doing, what you've put together here with Team Shan, touching lives in so many beautiful ways. And, again, it's www.teamshan.ca. www.teamshan.ca, and wondered if you could share a little bit of, you know, information about what the Breast Show in Town means to you, Lorna.
Well, this is my first visit, and I'm just hoping that I'll get a chance to connect with people that are visiting, and as you said, share Shan's story and share our messaging, and hopefully make a difference for some other young women as they share back at home or back at their work or wherever, and and hopefully we can go from there. So that's my hope with that. And
that's
I'll just say, interestingly enough, with the timing too, you know, Cancer Awareness Month is April, but we always do a little piece the first week in April around young adult cancer awareness. So on the Team Shan Facebook site and Twitter, you'll be seeing during that week various posts with our little animated Shan who helps share our messaging. But also we'll be reposting a video that we produced, a YouTube-style video we produced with one of the colleges out of Calgary last year, and we're reposting that and hoping people will view it and certainly share it, because it's a check-in message for young women and for young men for testicular cancer, and it's really it's a Taylor Swift parody. It's very cute, extremely well done. It's very entertaining, but the message is clear. And we've reached over 61,000 views to date, and
wow. It
just keeps growing. So we would love everyone who's listening today to have a look. I'm going to pin it to the top, the start of April, and let's hope that can go even further.
Oh, wow, that would be fabulous. It's amazing what, you know, what little tools and gifts that you gather along the journey of people's interpretations of the information and how it can really touch people. You never know what piece of information is actually going to be that trigger, right?
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So encouraging everyone, go visit teamshan.ca. Sign. I'm sure you have a newsletter as well, right? So people can sign up.
No, we don't. We do.
Oh, okay.
We regularly post, in fact, daily on Facebook and Twitter. And we just started the Instagram account this winter, so it's just starting to catch on. So those on Instagram, please feel free to follow Team Shan as well. That's just starting to grow. And all of this we've done based on recommendations from young women. They sort of guide you know, our process, which is wonderful. And so that's where we're at. And we do have an annual report that you can check out, and it highlights most of our yearly activities, and that's on the website as well under About Us, all our annual reports, and certainly our publications too if anyone's interested, because I do publish, I do blog posts for Cancer Knowledge Network and for Huffington Post, whatever. They're all on our publications page on the website, along with our evaluation reports from our campaigns on campus, and our literature reviews and other materials.
Wow, very comprehensive. And, you know, getting in with Huffington Post, that's really amazing. It touches a lot of people all over the globe, so good for you. And I just want to share that we're thrilled to have you at the Breast Show in Town, April 17th at the Lamplighter Inn. People can get their $5 general admission tickets at www.breastshowintown.ca. And also, we have a Groupon deal going on right now. So if you're on Groupon, look for the Breast Show special offers. You can save up to 83% on a really fabulous package to get into speakers and draw tickets for a Fiat convertible for a weekend. Where would you go, Lorna, if you had a Fiat for a weekend?
Oh, wow. I'd have to give that one some thought.
Yes, exactly. Well, hopefully, you know, we have a winter storm coming up, but we have wonderful weather ahead. So we are closing right now, coming to a wrap. Thank you so much, Lorna, for being with us, telling us all about Team Shan, and I look forward to seeing you at the Breast Show. And much love and much luck to you always with your work and your wonderful mission.
Thank you, Brenda, and I look forward to it as well. And, yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day, and thank you, everyone, for listening to this fabulous podcast. Take care and be inspired and live empowered.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.